Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Durden. You know, there were gospel artists who sold more copies of individual releases than the angelic gospel singers, but few ever sold more total records over a group's amazing 40-year career. Begun in Philadelphia in 1944 by Margaret Allison and her sister Josephine McDowell, the Angelics performed and recorded right up until Margaret's passing in 2008. They initially recorded for Gotham, where they had one of gospel's first crossover hits, Touch Me, Lord Jesus, which entered the R&B charts and ultimately sold more than 1 million copies. Eventually, the group moved to Chess, then Nashville, and then Malaco, often touring and recording with fellow Philadelphia natives, the Dixie Hummingbirds. During that time, a lot of great singers came and went, but Margaret Allison and Josephine continued, and their sound was always defined by Margaret's old-timey gospel piano playing and the sisters' wonderful sibling harmonies. As you can hear on this great track, I Hope It Won't Be This Way Always.
I hope it won't be this way. I hope it won't be this way. I hope it won't be this way. Always.
I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.